Oh no, looks like the baby got another rash again, and we're down to our last diaper.
Hey, well let me help out. Have you heard of LOPuppet.com?
Well, who are they?
LOPuppet.com is the go-to diaper brand that provides expectant couples and newborn parents with super absorbent, health-conscious baby diapers and wipes delivered right to your front door.
Well, hurry up and subscribe.
Oh yeah, I'm going to LOPuppet.com right now. That's E-L-L-O puppet.com. They have an easy subscription sign-up process, and I'm on it.
Moms and dads and the rest of your village should head over to LOPuppet.com and order your trial pack today.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online. Or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us. Thanks for tuning in to another Revealing Better Results, and this is show number 111, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and today's show is being brought to listeners in part by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network and sponsored by Elo Puppet, ellopuppet.com, E-L-L-O, puppet.com, and Black Star Fund, LLP. And for all the listeners out there, remember to follow, share, and like us on your social media platforms where you hear us and all the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network shows. And on Revealing Better Results, we like to get involved by helping entrepreneurs and community leaders and small businesses reach their goals by strategically consulting them with podcast services. And today we have a special guest on Revealing Better Results with us. We have Miss Kyara Michener on the line with us today, and she's a Florida A&M graduate and a strategic accountant, and she's also the only foundational Black American woman with her own children's diaper line of products and accessories. Now, welcome to Revealing Better Results, Kyara. How's the baby diaper business treating you these days?
Well, it is a very competitive industry, but nonetheless, there is space and room to grow. But thank you, Garland, for having me. I am truly honored, and I do not take this opportunity lightly. So let's get into it.
Okay. Well, what inspired you to get into the diaper business in particular? You know, just share some stories with us, or one or two.
Absolutely.
Stories.
So, I'll do a timeline here. So during the pandemic, so 2020, I got sent home to work from home, and which, it was a blessing for me. I got to spend more time with my daughter and bond, and then also just kind of reflect on my family matters. I am a single mom, it gave me time to really reflect on how, you know, I got to where I was, and to, you know, just kind of rearrange some things and put me and my daughter in a better position. But that was one thing. But as we move on into the middle of the year, you know, the unfortunate and untimely death of George Floyd, or murder, I should say, happened, and I was pretty much triggered at this point because, you know, of all of the unjust, you know, police killings of our, you know, brothers, our fathers in the Black community, you know, and I live in the city where, you know, Trayvon was murdered, so emotions running high at this point. I didn't like what they were saying, especially when I found out that George Floyd was a father, and, you know, all I could think about was, you know, his daughter not coming home to a father, and I'm like, well, that could be me, you know, that could happen to me, that could happen to my child's father. So I was like, man, I really wanted to create a brand that, one, protects families, and particularly, or first, Black families. And so with that sentiment, by the end of the, that's when I started to, you know, pick the business name, do the research. But by the end of 2020, we found out, like, who was really disproportionately affected, right, during the pandemic. So, it was women, and then it was women of color, the Black community. We were just going through it at this point. I was moved by a YouTube video where a mother went into Walmart, and the shelves, I've never seen the shelves. No one has ever seen the shelves that empty, right? Oh, wow. I mean, it was the size that she wanted to buy, she couldn't buy. And, you know, so this was widespread, right? Because if you have the money, you're going to panic buy and you're going to stock up, right? But for those who don't have that money, you know, they were left to either buy a diaper that was too small, too big, or spend more of their budget than they needed to, right? And maybe use a brand that necessarily didn't work, right, for their baby. Yeah. We're talking about leading brands. You know which brands take up most of the, you know, most of the shelf space in retail. So, with that being said, I was like, yo, you know, we need brands that are connected with the community. Right, because honestly, it should have never happened. You're a billion-dollar company industry,
right?
And you're running out of product, or your customers, some of your customers are disproportionately affected, and you're not doing anything.
It should never happen, right?
It should be on your heart. It should be in your mission, right?
Right.
And so I wanted to, you know, not only provide, affordable and provide access to quality goods. But I also want it to be a brand that cares, right, that serves. So, but that's what inspired me to really move forward and really be connected with the community and the needs of the community.
Okay. Well, what were some of those challenges that you had to overcome just to get people to, you know, see you and see your product and see what you had to offer?
So, I would say this. It was very hard for me to try to convince people to buy into a brand, right, or notice a brand or keep in mind of a brand that where we didn't have a product, right? So, you know, I had to be confident as a business owner and say, man, I can do this. Like, what I have, what I'm going to offer, you know, is big and it's what's needed, right? And so, you know, and whenever you're starting a business, like, so what if you don't have the product? Like, even if you have the prototype, I read an article of a business strategist and, serial entrepreneur, and she said, who cares? Put it out there. Let people know that, you know, this is it or this is coming. And right. so I have to be confident in that and say, hey, you know, I'm the CEO of LO Puppet, and I'm starting a black-owned diaper brand. You know, here's a sample. Try us out. Even though, you know, you don't know when the business loan is going to clear. You don't know when the business credit cards are going to increase to be able to launch this product. You just right. want to get it out there and pray to God that they remember you or still have, you know, still have babies in diapers by the time you do fully launch. So that was one of the challenges, is to really have people start believing in this brand before the product actually came out. Another thing is just access to capital, right? Right. We know that minorities lack that the black community, we lack that the most, right? And so, you know, this is not something where you can throw $3,000 to $5,000. No, you need that time.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, you know, we had to go back to the drawing board. I was going to launch a full line. So when I say full line, I just mean, you know, sizes wise. So newborn to size 5, and we're going to do wipes as well. So LO Puppet was supposed to be subscription based, but because, you know, when the pandemic happened and, I was getting prices quoted back in 2020, but when 2021 came around and I'm like, okay, I'm ready, they're like, the freight costs alone had more than doubled. I was like, what? I'm talking about, you know, it went from, not single digits, but, yeah, single digit thousands to, you know, to double digits. So, you know, it was just like, whoa. So I had to go back to the drawing board, and so now we're offering, or we had to offer a trial pack, right? Okay. And I think it's much better. This is a price sensitive market, and right. so you want to be able to offer a product at least where they're comfortable enough to try, and you know, I'm okay with that as a business owner. I'm like, at least try us out that way. When we you like us, when we do a fully launch, we think you'll be confident in you know, switching
they'll be ready.
Over.
They'll be ready. So is that so what is your current way that you market the brand? I know you're doing a little through social, and you're doing some events, and you recently had an appearance on a TV program where they interviewed you. So how was somebody? I know you're doing a whole lot of stuff, and I see it. So you know, what are some of the tricks of your trade of how you're getting the word out there?
Yeah, so you know, podcasts and, like you say, TV shows have been pivotal for me, right? Because I was on national television, so Comcast Xfinity has a channel called Afro TV, so just like BET, it's Afro TV, and on there is the Sisandra show, and this woman brings on, black-owned businesses or, you know, professionals, and you know, from different industries, different backgrounds, and she really helps them and shines a light. I know it helped me really get the just another avenue of exposure to the black community, right? But also, you know, our allies and those type of things. So, again, national television. And then I also have done two different podcasts, one more specifically for parents. That one's great. And I'll probably be featured on there probably once a month after the first episode airs. And then, you know, I do... Outside of social media, like I go to community events. So we, in the beginning of the year, we did the Eatonville Parade, Martin Luther King Parade. Okay. And February I went to Largo, Florida to the African American Heritage Festival. And did I do one this month? I did. And then this month I did the Love Like Laura event. And that was a good community of it as well. It was more so a family event that where the community was invited, but nonetheless, the family is originally from Philly, but some of the family members do stay here in Central Florida.
Okay.
And they love me and receive me well. So, you know, we community engagement is important. So
yep.
You always see us there, you know, at least a few times out the year.
Mm-hmm.
You probably will see us more with the Prego Expo here in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
So, you know, that's a pregnancy expo where majority of the moms are first-time moms, and they'll attend these shows where you have different baby brands. And, you know, you learn a lot about baby safety and mommy care and those type of things. So I have given them or donated some bags, some trial packs to them for their – they have a live show here in April 10th here in Orlando. I won't be there because I'll be in Alaska, but they were saying that they're excited because I'll be the only diaper brand at that event, right, in their
wow.
swag bag. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I wish I could be there in person, but those are some of the ways, you know, outside of, like, you know, paid advertisement that we try to increase our brand awareness.
Okay. Well, do you plan on expanding beyond the U.S. into the global marketplace?
Absolutely.
I know that's a big goal to have, but, you know, I had to ask it.
It is, but you know what? And outside of that, like, you know, I really plan to own my whole supply chain, right? So from the cotton that the material is grown from and, you know, to the manufacturers that turns the cotton into the fittings of the diapers, and then the manufacturer
mm-hmm.
that puts the pieces together, right? I want
right.
it all, even down to logistics. So,
wow.
you know, it'll provide jobs for
mm-hmm.
our communities. But also, you know, it'll be something that, you know, a black person at least has never done. And, you know, just the way we do business is going to, hopefully it's going to influence other larger companies to do the same.
Right. Wow. And when do you see this taking place? Maybe 5 years down the road or real quick, 3 years, 2 years down the road?
Yeah, I'm super optimistic and Gary, like, say it. No, I'm optimistic and full of faith. I would hope to do it within 5 years.
Okay.
I really would, and at least my thing is at least get the manufacturer to where, you know, we build in the U.S. At least I'll have one manufacturer within 5 years to produce
wow.
the diaper,
yeah.
and then we could talk about from there. You know, we work our way backwards with the supply chain. So,
yeah.
own the manufacturer first, and then we, like you said, buy the land, start growing the cotton, and going to other countries where they are sourcing the. Products of the diaper and owning that as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Kyara, how do people contact you on social and, you know, get to know LO Puppet?
Absolutely. So our IG is official_LOPuppet, ELLOPUPPET. On Facebook, we are LO.Puppet. We do have a Twitter, which is @LOPuppetBrand. And, you know, if you are an organization or business that deals with children or, you know, babies, you can email me at myfirstname.mylastname @LOPuppet.com. And, you know, I would say, you know, reach out to Garland for that information because I don't want to just put my personal email,
yeah.
you know, out there.
Yeah,
yeah no, because I want, you know, serious business minded or partnership, community partners to reach out to me. If all we're saying is that if you buy diapers, consider us first, right? Help us grow, help us. Make our financial records look good, you know, for future loans, right? Any and every purchase helps. So we do have wholesale prices. So you definitely will get them cheaper. So if you're a daycare owner or work at a daycare, have your director you know, email us, set up a time to talk. If you are a politician, more so like a councilman or woman, please email us to have a talk about the rights and of families, so to speak, or, you know, the mission to provide better health and well-being to families. So, you know, with we are looking to be advocates. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Kara. Well, hey, well, thanks for coming on Revealing Better Results with us today. We loved hearing your story and about your unique baby diaper brand. I'm excited to hear more and see you grow. And, well, thank you.
Thank you so much. I look forward to coming back and, you know, sharing some success and, you know, just keeping the community up to date on where we are and where we're headed.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing from you. And I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great week, everyone.
The beast is trying to keep you down, but just keep rising higher. Stay strong and fight for what is right. Stand up and never tire. Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.